100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, Lawrence Simon here. 100 word stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. You might have heard of it? Oh, good. Well, we're running a weekly challenge today. That's where I post the topic, you come up with the stories. And there are a bunch of stories on the topic of why not? So I'm going to let you get right to them. I'm going to get out of your way. Here are the stories. Enjoy, savor them. Let people know how much you like them in the comments, or, you know, send them a bunch of flowers. I don't know. I don't know how creepy you get. Here we go.
Greetings, kitty gatos. This is the Kimi. You can find me at kimi.com and hidden somewhere inside my house. This week's 100 Stories podcast is Goodbye, inspired by Please and Tiger. Goodbyes are difficult, from getting dumped by text message to just being ghosted. Excuses are all bullshit. They become blurry after one realizes the truth of it all.
You have no message.
Hello, Mom? Pick up, it's me. Hey, dude, it's me again. Please pick up. I'm sorry to bother you, but I need to talk to someone. Anyone, even you. Hi, call me back, bro, if you want.
Whoever listens to this, I don't blame anyone. It's what I needed to do. Please tell Mom I love her. And I'll always be her little tiger cub.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 615 with a prompt of why not. Here's my story. Sir Edmund Hillary, the first man to climb Mount Everest, was asked why he climbed mountains. His not-so-famous initial response was, "Why not?" Vocal environmentalists and human rights activists responded on social media, citing many reasons why people should not climb mountains, such as the irreversible damage caused to fragile alpine ecosystems, the accumulating detritus of climbing equipment, materials, and human waste, and the exploitation of local indigenous peoples. Tenzing Norgay, Hillary's Nepalese Sherpa guide, was asked the same question. His philosophical response, "Because it's there," was so much more succinct that Hillary claimed credit for the quote. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello and greetings. This is Jeffrey Fisher here for week 615 on the topic of why not? My story is called The New Academia. Tell them they're all special. Make sure there are quotas for those who would otherwise not make the grade. Ensure they can take humanities classes, never mind exposing them to science, and eliminate the traditional Western history and literature courses because they foster the patriarchy. Add black studies, feminist studies, queer studies, insisting that life is nothing but identity politics. Emphasize fantasy concepts such as queer math or 72 genders. Provide safe spaces so students never have to come into contact with the countervailing idea. Tell them that they can change the world, then let them loose into it. Watch society go up in flames. Why not? What could possibly go wrong? And that's my story for this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic, Why Not? I was rubbish in the Scouts. I hated camping, orienteering, gang shows, and all that other nonsense. As for earning badges, I was the least decorated boy in the troop. How ironic that it was thanks to me that one of the most challenging badge tasks ever was created. I was attempting my Not Work badge, and when I handed my efforts, a terminally tangled mess of rope, never to be untangled again, to the troop leader, he told me, "That's not how you tie a knot." "Why?" I responded. And that's how the ultimate knotwork challenge, the Why Knot, was created. There you go. All done. Till next week. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Into the Woods. I'm not inclined to take my clothes off in public, but when camping in the woods with 100 or so pagans, the line between public and semi-public sort of blurs out. And it wasn't like I got buck naked. It was sort of half naked. This allowed me to keep a close watch on the fire circle without scorching Mr. Happy. Those around me were layering themselves with commercial grade clay. A particularly earnest young woman approached with two fists of clay. Why not, I thought. So I became a member of the clay tribe. Damn cold, though. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. You know how you sometimes get those feelings? You know, the ones where you toy with the idea of doing away with your partner, bumping off your boss, or wiping out the idiot who just cut you up in the street. Everyone has them. Those flights of fancy, when we plan the perfect murder. Rat poison in the pudding. The severed brake pipe. The anonymous stabbing in a dark alleyway. Don't pretend that you haven't. We all have. The only real difference between you and me is that when you say, "Why would I?" I say, "Why not?"
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. This is my story for this week. "Why not the head first?" asked Polly. "That's not the way we do it," replied the boss. "Why not?" "Because. Go grab the leg for me and shut up." Polly crossed the yard, grabbed the leg from a bucket, and dragged it back. "Here." And he dumped the leg on the kitchen table. "Hey. Remember the arm. The acid would do wonders, but last time he had to deal with an arm, it flipped in such an odd way, he didn't sleep for a whole damn week." "Why not the head, Polly?" And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, Leanna here, and I'm excited to finally be back after an unintentional 3-month hiatus. It is so easy to get out of the habit of doing this. It just started out as, oops, to, well, to, oh crap, to, okay, gotta get back to it. So for this week's challenge number 615, why not, I have the following story titled 1070 with music from Tabletop Audio. Unlike other children at the age of wonder, Dinah's questions revolved around why not, each time I declined her demands, and what a range of demands. If my reasoning was not satisfactory to her developing mind, I felt her wrath. Not some standard child's tantrum, but fire. Real fire blazed from Dinah, and I would receive the burns. After a year of dealing with this demonic power, I realized I was ill-equipped. I took little Dinah to the fire station for a no-questions-asked abandonment of my child. I mean, they have better tools for dealing with her.
Here's this week's 100-word story with the prompt of Why Not? By Dr. Alex. Around the bend came the first set of headlights I'd seen since starting this late-night hour's journey. The unknown Packard slowed beside me. Yelling out, he called, "Hey, buddy, need a lift?" My socks, no drier than a used kitchen sponge, and the blisters about to pop before completing my walk ahead. "Sure," I said. "Why not?" Then did I notice, poking my right hip, a bulge in the map holder. "What's this?" I asked. "Oh, that pistol? It's just in case I run into trouble. I wonder what sort of trouble we were not looking to find."
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
We selectively bred plants and animals to improve them, make them useful, better. We gathered bacteria and viruses, tested them to make medicines. Why not humans? The law? Really? You expect me to believe that? Once, alterations caused a fortune, and those who could afford them were above the law. Now, anyone can afford them, which makes it impossible to police them all. Pure is so rare. You and me, unaltered. But we're not pure. After all, I am a copy of you. Or are you a copy of me? It doesn't matter. After I eliminate you, I'll be perfect again.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of why not? Hey, I think you enjoyed this one. I know I did. Hey, why not? You can check out more, the text of the stories, archives, links to everybody's site, all this stuff. That's over at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Hey, why not? You can leave a comment on the post, letting folks know, "Hey, I enjoyed that." Go for it. Hey, why not? I will see you all next week when the topic is, if only I had... Of course, you know, there are the stories during the week, but we'll get back to the weekly challenge. That'll be on next Sunday. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.